103.9 WRBI Batesville, Greensburg, Brookville, Versailles now presents Southeastern Indiana's longest running and most listened to sports show, Coach's Corner, broadcasting from the Coach Raver Corner at Ison's Family Pizza.
Good evening, sports fans. Terrence Arney here with you. It's another episode of Coach's Corner. Tonight, we broadcast live from the Ron Green Studios here at WRBI. As you can imagine, so many things going on today in town. Of course, we had the total eclipse. A lot of business took that as an opportunity to close up shop. The Ison's Family Pizza was one of those. We've got a Reds game also going on here tonight. First pitch is at 6:40. You will not miss a single pitch. We'll have that for you. But as far as our show tonight, we will be talking a little softball, talking a little baseball. But first and foremost, want to make sure we thank our sponsors who made this program possible. Even when they're closed, Ison's Family Pizza, one of the best spots in town. They do a tremendous job and hosting this program on a weekly basis, our title sponsor for a reason. A special thanks to Cecil and his crew. I also want to thank Gehring's Fleetwood Chevrolet, SCI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Health. We'll talk softball with head coach Phil Nobby out at North Decatur. But first, let's go out to the baseball diamond and talk a little Bulldog baseball with head coach Tyler Burcham. Coach Burcham, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Terrence. Excited.
You look like you guys' bats were heavy in your opener against Rising Sun, I believe it was. They quieted down a little bit over the next two games. We'll talk through that here in a sec, but I want to talk first, which is probably on a lot of Bulldog parents, fans, a lot of people's minds. Talk to me about the health of the team.
Yeah, going into that first conference game, our junior Will Gieselitz committed to Notre Dame to pitch. He was pitching for us a couple innings strong. We were up 4-1 after the second inning, and then he took a big swing in the third inning, top of the third, and kind of went down and holding us back, and he was struggling to get up and walk, so we pulled him out of the game. Just got a recent update from Will, and Will basically gave, I would say, probably best case scenario of the situation. He said right now he's week to week. They don't think it's any type of disc issue, so we're just going to kind of play by ear. He's on a pretty strong anti-inflammatory right now and trying to do some extra stretching to his warm-ups and whatnot. So hopefully avoided a bit of a scare there. But I keep telling the guys, you know, what an opportunity for others to continue to step up, because, you know, that only makes you stronger once you get to the tournament. And hopefully, you know, you can add in Will into that piece later on come tournament time. But yeah, just continue to give guys opportunities.
Well, and not to belabor the point, but just for clarity's sake for the fans, because I know there's questions out there. So had nothing to do with pitching, nothing to do with his arm. This was during taking a swing, right?
Yeah. He's had there for, I'd say, a couple years. Every now and then his back will flare up a little bit when he pitches. Mm-hmm. So we kind of knew that he was a little sore, but he's better. So
sure.
When he says he's good to go, you know, I don't know if you hold a guy back like that back. So
right.
It was just unfortunate that, of course, you know, it happened swinging and not pitching because he's most well known for his pitching. So just took a big swing. And, I think he'll be good, though. I think he'll be good.
Yeah, I think the best thing in what you just said was week to week, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so that definitely bodes well. So let's just recap the early season. Three games in?
Yep, three games.
Three games in. Had the nice win against Rising Sun. Who was your next competition right after that?
Yeah, so we played Connersville that next Monday. Mm-hmm. Rising Sun that first weekend. Now, they're a younger team, so they were the regional champs, I think, the year before.
Okay.
But they only had one junior. The rest were freshman and sophomore. So, it's part for their program. They're going to have to go through a little bit of growing pains in that case. But, you know, kudos to them for continuing to compete with that. And then Connersville, we played them. Like I said, we were up early, had a tough bottom of the third. I think we ended up giving up about six runs, and we won every inning but that inning, and that inning ended up being the one that kind of haunted us. The last two innings, we had base loaded, and only scored one run in those two innings. A couple of them were just hard hit balls that just didn't find their way. So fell on that one, and then been kind of rained out since then.
Sure,
so
sure.
Got a couple games rained out, and then we played New Pal on Saturday at New Pal, which
powerhouse, right?
Yeah. It's tough to go in there and win a ball game, but I like the way our guys competed. We got behind early. Similar story where, you know, maybe too many freebies, too many walks, too many ways that guys just got on bases and got behind 6-0, but found a way to bring it back to 6-3 and felt like we gave ourselves a good chance, put on a good showing after that. But yeah, New Pal. You got to play pretty clean to win up there.
Yeah. I made the statement early about the bats going quiet, and not so much that they've gone silent or anything like that. Just trying to get them together, right, to manufacture some runs, just hasn't really taken place over those two games.
Yeah, and sometimes that feels that way when it gets to baseball, when you're struggling scoring, then all of a sudden you bear up a couple balls and they just seem to go right at them. Mm-hmm. But it's part of it. You know, the momentum will swing the other way just as quickly. So just got to keep believing. And, you know, quality at bats is what they always preach. Right. Just hard hit balls, find ways to get on base, and good things happen.
All right. So we talked about the weather, and help me out. It's got to be tough, right? Because you go through that off season period. And finally, you can actually go out on the field. Guys can pick up bats and throw balls. And, you know, they're excited, I know, to actually be able to do some work. Then you can finally play a game, and then, boom, weather says, yeah, but not today. How hard is it for you as the head coach to keep these young minds, you know, focused on the matter at hand?
Yeah, I think February made it even harder because February was unbelievable. I don't know. Every veteran coach that I ever heard talk said, this is the earliest we have ever been on a field.
Right.
And it kind of teased us. Even our opening day, we had a huge crowd.
Wow.
Huge crowd, because it was like 70 and sunny. And, you know, we just got teased of that. And now we got hit with rain. So, you know, you can look at it a couple different ways. Obviously, we're still trying to get healthy right now. So maybe that's a blessing in disguise. But, you know, I was trying to tell the guys, everybody's got to be in. So, you know, make it what you want. We can complain about it. We can say whatever, but this could be an opportunity that you potentially even gain a little bit of an edge on some that maybe do break that focus. So, it's tough. It's not easy, but I feel like we got a good group of guys, good older guys that continue pushing, know that it's not the time to start to relax. We need to keep ramping things up. So.
Sure. You speak of, or you use the word tough. That's what this week looks like. If weather permits, you've got Columbus North on tomorrow on the 9th, and then you go back-to-back 10th and the 11th with East Central. And, I mean, I don't have to tell you. You know, it's either you or East Central for this sectional, for this conference title, seems like every single year. Either East Central or you, and it's usually the game that you play each other, right, that makes the difference. So talk to me about the team's mindset going into this week.
Yeah, I think our group overall, you can feel they want the competition, right? It's not like, oh gosh, coach, why would we schedule these teams?
Right.
No, they get more upset if we don't face these teams. So
sure.
I appreciate that about the group, that we want these teams, but it comes with, you know, you're going to go through some bumps, and you're going to take some shots. I mean, Columbus North, I think they just, in a recent poll, just got up to about 11, I think, in the 4A state poll. So they're going to be a tough matchup. And then, like you said, you got EC back-to-back. And I'd say the last couple of years, whoever won that series ended up winning the conference.
But, yeah.
It's going to be another competitive one. I'd say hardest part right now for all teams is trying to figure out the pitching side of things, just because, you know, you're trying to prepare to do well in conference. But, you know, it's an interesting situation. I mean, it's still right now, Jack Runkemeyer hasn't pitched.
Wow.
Because his start for the conference game got rained out, and it's like, well, I want him to be available to pitch against ECU because that's a big game.
Right.
So that's a weird situation that we're almost on the third week, and, you know, our top senior arm hasn't even touched the rubber.
Wow. That is interesting. And, you know, I ask this of all coaches. You know, I find it fascinating, the strategy that you guys have to use in terms of, just like you said, you know, you knew EC was coming, so you wanted to have him available for that game, and his other start got rained out. You didn't want to use him, you know, to prevent you from using him there. How many pitchers How many arms do you need to make it through a season comfortably?
Yeah, usually for me, I have from years past. Now, I've been very fortunate with the depth of arms that we've had in the program, but I'd say throughout history, 7 arms of 10-plus innings, that's typically the depth that we need to make it. We get all the way down to 11 and 12 at some point, especially during these crazy weeks where we have 5 games. I think later on this year we'll end up having to play 5 games in 1 week. So, yeah, you hope the starters pitch well that day and don't use the bullpen. But I'd say typically about 7 arms. But then again, everybody's got to be ready. And we just had that the other day of like, that's why we try to, as best we can, train every person to be able to pitch.
Right.
So that, you know, we can trust just about anybody because
you never know.
Baseball, you got to use just about everybody.
Good deal. I know I kind of got out of order. I did want to address the health of the team up front, though. But talk to me about this edition of Bulldog Baseball in terms of what you were able to bring back from last season and then add to the program.
Yeah, we have a good amount of a returning core. Last year, we graduated a couple guys that went on to play college ball, and Charlie Schebler going to Akron and Max Baumer going to Franklin and a few other seniors that made some impact for us. But we were able to return some of our biggest arms. So we had Jack Grunkemeyer, senior, going to Northwestern to pitch. Like we just talked about, Will Geisel, that's a junior, going to Notre Dame to pitch. Eli Losinger going to Marion to pitch. So we got 3 big arms returning in that sense, but we also have other pieces around. Carter Bowman started some games for us. We have, honestly, most of our JV guys got some varsity experience at some point last year because we were in kind of the same situation. We were just trying to find some people that could score runs.
Right.
So that was Carson Snyder Jr., who's a junior, Alex Kreckler, Dane Dudley, Braden Maple. So we have Connor Drake's another one. We have some guys that have had a little bit of experience. So it's exciting. It's exciting that kind of core we got to bring back.
Yeah, no doubt there. As you go through those names in the roster, a lot of multi-sport athletes. And, I mean, it's something that you really do like to see, right? I mean, when you've got these guys that, you know, helps with their range of motion, keeps them fresh, keeps them engaged maybe even, right?
Yeah, overall, I honestly get more frustrated if they say they're not going to play another sport. I know personally how much it impacted me when I was in my playing career, and not just even from a movement and body standpoint, but just from a role standpoint. If I didn't have the experience of not being, you know, the main guy in this sport and being a role player in this sport and just trying to figure out what does it take to win? And I think that's what we bring to the table this year is we got a lot of guys that have won a lot of games.
Right.
And so when you're able to do that, I think winning just becomes contagious. They understand how to win and understand it takes many different roles to do that. You don't just have to be, you know, the go-to guy to help your team win.
Now, for a lot of people, particularly in this area, they look at baseball in a nostalgic sort of way, a throwback to the good old days, if you would. Those are air quotes for the folks at home. And one of the things that I think that people reminisce about a lot when it comes to baseball is family. And your dad helps you out a lot in part of the coaching staff there. If you would, how special has that been to be able to lead these young men, but at the same time have your dad, who obviously was very influential in your own career, out there to help as well?
Yeah, I think, like you said, it's a special part from our own relationship. And then I think it's pretty cool to just see the next generation get to hear the same type of cues, same type of instruction that I heard. I think we meshed pretty well as far as, you know, he may have a bit more of that old school tough love that I was used to and growing up that I think is very impactful for a lot of guys.
Right.
Versus I would say I'm a bit more that new school leadership where, you know, I may not be as in your face all the time, but I think we have that good balance between us that we're going to reach you some way.
Right.
And if that first way didn't work, the second way is coming. And it is really cool. I'm sure my family's tired of hearing about baseball when we get back together, but it is a lot of fun, you know, having that journey together.
Okay. Well, Coach, listen, I really appreciate you coming on the program and wish you guys all the best this season. It's baseball. Such a weird way that they put this season together. It's like, okay, how can we put the most games in the least amount of time just throw it out there? It's just funny to me. But at any rate, we will check in with you as we get closer to tournament play when you get down toward the end of the season. I do think it's special, too, that they always have that sectional finals right there at Memorial Day week. And that's kind of neat, cool. too, you know, for families and whatnot. But I said all that to say this. We look forward to seeing what the Bulldogs do. Good luck, good health, and we'll touch base with you again soon.
Thank you.
All right, that was Coach Tyler Burch of the Batesville Bulldogs. And we'll have more Coach's Corner right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Eisen here from Eisen's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Eisen's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Eisen's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
Nothing brings the family together like a home-cooked meal. Let Whirlpool and Maytag Appliances help you handle what the day brings. From smart cooking to dependable dishwashers, Gehring's has it all. With the largest selection of Whirlpool and Maytag appliances in the area, you're sure to find the perfect appliance for your cooking needs. Shop for the best appliances with the latest features at Gehring's today. Whirlpool and Gehring's, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
You are tuned to Coach's Corner.
We want to thank Cecil and his crew here at Eisen's Pizza for allowing us to be here. We want to thank all of our sponsors who make this all possible. Go out and support them, because not only do they make things like this possible, they keep your communities going, and that's very, very important.
103.9 WRBI.
And Coach's Corner continues here on Country 103.9 WRBI. Special thanks to all of our sponsors, particularly our title sponsor, Eisen's Family Pizza. Just such a pleasure to know you've got a crew like Eisen's in your corner to help you out. They're so gracious, gracious hosts for us each and every week. Also, would like to thank Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Hurt and Elko, and George's Pharmacy, Medical, and Equipment. We just finished up speaking with Bulldog head coach Tyler Burcham, talking about the early season there, not going maybe the way that they anticipated, but that seems to be the way early baseball can go. Definitely been bitten by the injury bug, but looks like most of those players are on the mend. And, of course, we've got Reds baseball for you coming up here this evening. First pitch is at 6:40, and we will get you out there just before first pitch. May catch some of that already started pregame show as well. Let's keep moving. Let's go up the road to North Decatur as we have an opportunity to talk some softball with North Decatur's head coach, Coach Phil Nobby. Coach Nobby, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Terrence. Appreciate it.
Nope, definitely our pleasure. Coach, so last year, actually your last year was your first year being involved at the varsity level. Is that right?
Yes, last year was my first head coach for the varsity team. It was a step up being assistant coach since for the last previous 14 seasons.
Wow.
Big step.
Yeah, so you, but you've been involved with the program for many, many, many years, many seasons.
Yes.
Good deal. Good deal. So as we look back to last season, talk to me just a little bit about how things went. You guys did make a deep, a nice run in the postseason. One of the sectional playing your crosstown rival, South Decatur, an 8-4 victory there for the sectional championship. Just kind of talk me through how things went last season and then the postseason.
Last season, we kind of struggled with our bats. We couldn't find our bats, and we struggled in the field, making a few errors here and there. We had a very young team last year. Coming in this year, we've got, you know, a lot of returning players. We've got six returning players from last year. Going into last year, we played a toward the end of the season, about 2 weeks before the end of the season, we had a doubleheader, and the second game, our bats came alive, and we just turned around. We found our groove. The kids had confidence. They started believing in each other. The defense picked itself up. We were making catches and plays at all the position that we were struggling to get those little bloopers over the first and third baseman's head. But as the season progressed, the players, we worked on charging the ball, being aggressive, and we were making those plays. We were taking the first bounce and throwing it to first, getting the runners out, or we were catching it and the other runners taking off and turning double play. And those are big game changers in the game that were tight and stuff like that. So that was our regular season. Then we got into the sectional. We got to host the sectional for the first time down at Decatur County Sports Complex. And we opened up the tournament playing Waldron. We defeated Waldron in the first game. And then we took on Jacksonville in the championship game. And that was a good battle there with Jacksonville. And we both struggled in the first two innings. We had a lot of good defense, and then the bats came alive for us. We found the gaps, and we were able to turn those little singles into doubles because it got in the gaps, went to the fence, and made some good plays and hustled around. Shortstop in the infield made a lot of good plays that if we had some videotape of, they could have made it on the top 10 shows. We had some diving catches.
All right.
Shortstop taking a bounce off her chest. Went right in her glove, and then she dove and tagged the base. It was pretty spectacular, keeping some runs to scoring. But we completed the sectional, winning all the games by 10-run rules. And then we moved on the regional, played a very tough Lutheran Church School.
Yeah.
And went up there. They had a lot of returners and very, very good team up there. And we saw some pitching and some different speed and different level of athletes up there. So it was a good learning experience. We learn from it. We make our adjustments, and then we're planning on being there this year, and we're going to make our corrections and show them what North Decatur softball is all about.
Okay. So you make mention of bringing back a good number of those players. Talk to us about who you brought back this year from that regional team.
Last year, we had four seniors graduate, so of those, two of them were starters, so we lost two starters, and then we had a few other injuries. Excuse me. But returning, we have our winning sectional pitcher, Sarah Swain, pitcher. She pitches and plays first base. She can also play outfield where needed, but she's our she leads our rotation on the pitching program at North Decatur. We have Kennedy Steer, our shortstop. She's a returner. She's really becoming a leader on the team. She's one of those kids that's coming ready to play every practice, every game, and she's wanting to get better. So great, great opportunity there. Libby Crawford is returning. She had some injuries at the end of the year last year. She's stepping up and catching this year for us. So Libby's returning. Kendall Hostetler, she's a returner. She was our starting right fielder last year. She's improved. She's gained a lot more confidence at the pitching mound, so she's also pitching for us this year. And defensive-wise, we moved her to center field this year, and she made some good plays this past Friday at Morristown, when she got to play her first game of the season there. Allie Whitaker. She's returning. She's our first baseman. She's worked hard in the offseason. She's really shown being a junior this year. She's really stepped up and working hard and making the plays at first base, and she's becoming an infield leader. Emma Shetmer, she's our second baseman. She's another player, junior for the Chargers. She's working very hard. She's getting the steps down, getting the double, being able to turn to double plays, and she's making the plays, being an upperclassman now. She's got that confidence. She's making those plays that she's able to make, and she's just continuing to get better and better and seeing her get better every practice and every week.
Yeah, and in the softball world, I mean, that double play, that's a big part of every game, right?
Yeah, that's a game changer. You got runners, you know, first and second, or, you know, on third, and runner on third and first, and that double play with, you know, just one out can, you know, stops another team from scoring, and it's very critical, and the girls have been really working hard not on practice, getting their steps in, getting their momentum, and getting a good position to make a good play. So good hard work by the players.
How many talented arms are you depending on this season?
We have three pitchers this year that's going to be pitching this year. As I said, Sarah Swain will be leading in our rotation. We also have Elizabeth Meister. She is a sophomore. She's got a lot of control. She helped out as the season went on last year. She pitched a few games for us last year, and this year she's been working hard off in the off season, and she's gotten really good on her control, and she's able to place the ball. So she's being very successful there. And then I stated that Kendall, our starting center, she's also a pitcher. She's had an injury, missed the first game, so we've been taking it slow. And as Coach Bertram said, the weather prevented us, but it also helped us to get her back in the groove and able to get into the second game of the season. But she'll have her opportunity to have her chance of pitching. She's been playing a lot of summer ball, getting her experience there too. So those are the three pitchers we're looking on using this year at the varsity level.
When you talk about summer ball and travel ball, what percentage of your players did you say are participating heavily in travel?
This past year, there were six of the players started playing travel ball, so it's good. The junior high program, there's a few of those. I know five of the eighth graders are playing travel ball, so starting to get that to where the girls are doing things outside of the school as well, playing the softball and, you know, basketball and volleyball. And Decatur County is a very well-known sport too, and in Ripley County. And those girls are starting to take the opportunity to play some softball. So hopefully their hard work in the off season and carrying over to the sessions that we're allowed per the ISHA to have open gyms and work on drills, that they're going to turn the program and take that next level. As I stated earlier, that we're looking at, you know, we're not just sectional, we're looking forward to seeing what we can do in the tournament this as the season winds down.
You know, travel ball, whether we're talking about basketball or you know, volleyball, what have you. It just seems like every sport now is year-round. If the players want to play, they have the opportunity to do so. But it seems like to me, and I'm asking your opinion here, it seems like to me when it comes to travel baseball and travel softball, those are two programs where the athletes really do get an opportunity to play with a higher caliber of talent in terms of the people that they're playing with and playing against, and can really improve and kind of hone those skills, that whole iron sharpens iron concept, because they're playing with such elevated talent. Is that been your experience?
I've seen that in my past. I was able to coach in the summer league as well, but once I started into coaching in the high school, I wanted to focus on that. But with the girls, with the program last year, they were playing on teams from Seymour, Columbus, Franklin, New Palestine, some of the teams that you know that have success in the program, and that they're playing alongside those players. Some Bloomington kids that, you know, they're seeing those schools and stuff like that. So it is making them competitive, and then they're seeing that extra, what is it at the next level? And,
right.
And that's, you know, that's the goal here is too, is that, you know, I want the girls to be successful at North Decatur, but, you know, if they want to take that next step to the career, you know, I want to help support, as Coach Bertram said, you know, seeing some of our local kids playing at that next level and getting that experience at the travel ball, summer ball stuff, you know, helps get people seen and stuff more than just at the high school games, that there are people that go around and seeing their sports. So, I think it helps the kids out.
Yeah, good deal, good deal. And you talk about taking that next step, Coach. Just from being around the team every day, where do you, what have you noticed about this year's squad? And as they talk about or mention, you know, what we did last year, how has that been a motivating factor for the team this year?
The motivation is seeing their name in that picture on the wall and the big thing in the gym that says the sectional championship like mm-hmm. that. They know what our goals are this year. We have the mindset of what happened last year is last year. If we have, you know, if we're talking about what we did yesterday and we haven't done anything yet today. So they got that attitude to work. And as mentioned, some of the senior, they come into work and they're working with the underclassmen and helping
good,
everyone out with 14 players and some younger players, as I said. Got five sophomores and two freshmen. They're bringing those girls up, and they're taking them to the level that they need to be. So it's work. It's all hands on deck and next player up to be ready to play. And that's the mindset of the girls, and they come to practice and work hard every day. And there's focus and goals, and that's what we want to do.
All right, so this week you got three games in 3 days, taking on Rushville and back-to-back games against the Hauser Jets. What are you expecting?
You're missing one game.
Uh-oh, give me another one.
You got tomorrow we play Jacksonville. We host Jacksonville, so that's another sectional component.
So let's make it four games in 4 days. So I know the kids love it. I know they love playing games.
Yep.
What's the focus in this week? What do we want to get out of this week?
We want to make sure we're competitive. Uh-huh. We want to make sure that we're facing a sectional opponent on Tuesday, that we want to go in there and show them what North Decatur Charger is, that we just didn't get lucky last year, that
right.
we're here to play and we're here to make a statement, and we're gonna build a tradition at North Decatur. We got Rushville. It's good to have those bigger class teams, schools.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we see that different level of team, and they're part of the EIC program. So the Batesville coaches and teams around here all get to see them too, so we get the opportunity to see them. And it's Rushville's program in softball has really improved in the last 3 years. They've done a good job, and they are a very, very competitive team that we need to go in there, that, you know, we're North Decatur, and we're going to, you know, if you want to play us, if you're going to come to our house and play, that you better be coming ready to play, because we're here to play, and we're going to take you, you know, what it takes to win.
So then you got that back-to-back with Hausers. Anything that you take from game one that's going to help you in game two?
Patient at the plate.
Okay.
We've got to be patient. Hauser's got a great pitcher. They got a senior pitcher that's going on to play college. I can't remember where she's going. She's a great player. Got to see her pitch for the last 3 years.
Wow.
They've got a sophomore returning pitcher, too, that's right there, too. So they've got a lot of pitching and a lot of different pitches in their arsenal that we got to be patient. We got to know what to do and be prepared and find the pitch that we're at and not, you know, keep our eye and head
sure.
down and make that contact and see where the ball is and anticipate the next play.
All right. Well, Coach, listen, we hope you shake this injury bug that you guys got bitten by here early. But that good news is it's early.
Yes.
So definitely time to get strong and move on. And you brought it to my attention. I completely forgot. You brought it to my attention. We actually called one of those sectional games with you guys last year. And we look forward to doing the same thing again this year. Best of luck throughout the season. No doubt you'll be playing for that sectional championship one more time. And this time, once you got that under your belt, you'll be looking to take it a few steps farther.
That's the expectation. That's what the girls' goals are. And let's keep our goals in our mind, and let's reach those goals.
All right, go Chargers. That was head coach Phil Nobby of the North Decatur Chargers. And we'll be back right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Kohler means reliability. That's why Kohler is a perfect partner for Hurt and Elko. Every Kohler generator is meticulously quality tested start to finish. Their engineering team runs hundreds of performance tests during the design process. Everything's examined down to the bolt. And before it leaves the factory, Kohler puts it through its paces one more time. The result is total reliability. This is Scott Lamping with Hurt and Elko. Stop by to find out more about Kohler generators. 108 West Pearl Street, Batesville.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Your independence is priceless. Decatur County Memorial Hospital's Rehabilitation Services team helps you each step of the way in your healing journey, getting you back to the activities you love. Our team's brand new location and building in the state-of-the-art Rehabilitation Medical Offices building supports our community's needs and is a life-changing expansion right on the DCMH campus. Experience the ease of access to our therapeutic service offerings close by. Decatur County Memorial Hospital, the quality care you want close by.
Back to more Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza.
Get out and support the teams in your area. They all deserve your attendance and appreciate you being there.
On 103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner continues here live from the Ron Green Studios here at WRBI. Just finished speaking with Coach Nobby of the North Decatur Chargers. They did have a good run. I appreciate him bringing me back to the present, reminding me about calling those games. It was a good time. A fun brand of ball. Those young ladies played last year. No surprise that they did end up winning that sectional. They moved up, ran into a tough, tough team there at the regional. But just to show you just how tough some of that competition is out there, the team that they fell to in the regional action fell in the very next round. So it was some tough competition out that way, but it was a good experience for the young ladies. And there is no doubt in my mind they'll be able to build on that experience and take it even farther this year. We talked about so many things going on in the world of sports. Of course, we've got the Cincinnati Reds taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. That game will be coming to you here in just a few ticks, as a matter of fact. 6-2 are the Brewers, and the Cincinnati 5-4. First pitch here in just a few moments. The Reds will send Ashcraft out to the mound as the starter, and Ashby will go to the mound for the Brewers, and we'll see if the home team can get another victory. We'll be right back after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Ison here from Ison's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Ison's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a Target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Ison's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
On April 27th, join Margaret Mary Health for the Walk With Me Hospice 5K. Hospice services are designed to ensure those nearing the end of life have the care they need to remain as comfortable as possible. To support the Margaret Mary Health Foundation's Hospice Fund, you may choose to walk or run the 5K, or purchase a yard sign in honor of a loved one. Registration is available online by visiting the events section at mmhealth.org.
For over a century, Great Plains Communications has been keeping homes and businesses connected to the latest technology solutions, powered by our growing 100% fiber network. Our local technicians and customer service representatives in our local call centers are here to help you choose the solutions that exceed your expectations and deliver an exceptional customer experience. So don't settle for anything less than best. Call 877-839-9494 or visit gpcom.com today. Speeds and availability may vary by location.
Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza, continues.
I want to thank all of our guests, thank all of our sponsors, thank Ison's for allowing us to be here, thank all of you for listening in.
From 103.9 WRBI.
If you get tired of baseball, and who could possibly do that, don't forget there's also the national championship men's basketball game will be taking place tonight. Connecticut taking on number one ranked Purdue. Connecticut, a 6.5
favorite. Grand Candelario Stevenson.